Shall we do this again?
We shall.
My name's Steve Chorney. This is Conversations with My Dummy, but you knew that already, didn't you? We have Andy Breckman featured today, doing a song called Don't Get Killed. Andy Breckman is the one who produced and wrote a lot of the episodes of Monk. Remember Tony Shalhoub? Great stuff. And I'm also going to be, or Harry's going to be singing a song. Well, I guess it's the same thing. He's going to be singing a song called A Yak Named Mac. Yeah, well. Oh, man. Harry and I had so much fun at this yard sale. I haven't had so much fun for in ages at a yard sale.
I know, Steve. Usually all you see are tchotchkes. But this yard sale, oh, boy.
That's what happens when you go to a sale that has all the effects of a deceased scientist. I don't even know what half of these things are, but they're way cool, man.
Yeah, look at this. 25 cents I bought for this.
What is it?
It's a scale.
Big deal.
No, Steve, this is a special scale that this scientist invented. It doesn't weigh pounds. It weighs happiness.
What? How do you know?
His wife told me. See, if you stand on it, it takes your weight and your happiness, adds them up, then through a complicated scientific process, it subtracts your weight and leaves you with your happiness. Here, why don't you stand on it for a second?
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, look at this, Steve. The indicator has moved right to very, very happy. You're a very, very happy man, Steve.
Well, that's because we got all this cool stuff at the yard sale. What I can't believe is his wife let that happiness scale go for 25 cents.
Well, she didn't think it worked, Steve. I think she just hasn't been very happy since he's died, and it never indicated anything for her.
I'm sorry. Maybe she should have used this on herself.
What? What's that?
Look at this. This is a device that he invented, a scientist invented, that heals all wounds.
I thought only time heals all wounds.
That's what this does. Here, I'll show you. See the small cut on my finger?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I put my finger in this contraption here. I turn it on. And when I take it out, the cut is healed.
How did you do that?
This machine advances time. When my finger was in the device, it aged 3 days. Since time heals all wounds, the finger was healed.
You mean your finger is now 3 days older than you?
That's right.
But then it'll die 3 days earlier than the rest of you.
I guess.
That'll be weird. You'll be a 92-year-old man and suddenly your finger dies.
Yeah, I'll be following close behind.
That guy was quite a scientist.
I can't believe all of this was being sold at a yard sale.
It just reminded his wife of all the happy times they had together, and it made her too sad. Look at what I got for a dollar, Steve.
What is that?
It's a bottle of chocolate pudding extract.
Come again?
Okay, let's say you're sitting at the dinner table, and your mother serves you a big heaping plate of lima beans. You hate lima beans. You despise lima beans. But you also know that your mother thinks they're good for you and is going to make you eat them.
I don't know if that applies to me, Harry.
I've met your mother, Steve. It still applies.
Yeah, I guess.
You sneak this bottle of chocolate pudding extract out, sprinkle a little on the lima beans.
Won't it turn the beans brown?
Look, the extract is clear. That's the genius of the thing. After you do that, the lima beans taste just like chocolate pudding. And everyone loves chocolate pudding, Steve. You eat it with gusto, and your mother is so proud of you for eating all of your lima beans. The great part of it is you can put it on anything. Brussels sprouts, liver, borscht, anything you don't like.
That scientist was a genius.
What else did you buy?
That's all.
What? No, I thought I remembered you buying a few more things, Steve.
No, I don't have anything else.
Well, what's that there?
What? No, that's nothing. It's my aftershave.
Let me see it if it's nothing.
Harry, I don't want you near that bottle.
You got this at the yard sale. It says, slime virus, do not open under any circumstances. Steve, let's open it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. We're out of milk. Oh, do you remember this? Oh, then if you could do it for me, I'd be so grateful. If you really remember it, how I envy you. Listen, don't tell me how it ends, because... Wait. No, I think I remember it now. This is a sim. Oh my God, we're out of milk. It's the middle of the night, and we're out of milk. The grocery store's 4 blocks away. Good luck, Mary. Don't get killed. Don't get killed. Don't get killed. Keep your head down. Don't get killed. Run real fast down the middle of the street. I love you, honey. Don't get killed. I don't want to be no star. I don't want to travel far. I don't want no fancy car. All I want's to not get killed. Don't get killed. Don't get killed. That's the main thing. Don't get killed. Run real fast down the middle of the street. I love you, honey. Don't get killed.
Cockroach on the bathroom wall. Asshole at the shopping mall. All God's creatures, great and small, do their best to not get killed. Don't get killed, don't get killed. That's the main thing, don't get killed. Run real fast down the middle of the street. I love you, honey, don't get killed. Oh my God, we're out of milk. It's the middle of the night and we're out of milk. The grocery store's four blocks away. While you're there, get ice cream too.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, man, we were having such a nice time looking at these inventions of his. Now you want to open this up and release who knows what on the world. You want to know how that makes me feel? Yes! Look, I'm standing on the happiness scale. Is it reading anything?
Not a thing.
Exactly. I am not happy.
Do you think your happiness is the most important thing in the world? How selfish can you be? Don't you think that happiness of our listeners is more important?
What? What does their happiness have to do with this?
Because it's the listeners who won't be happy if we introduce something as juicy as a slime virus and then don't open it up. They want to see devastation, misery, mass destruction. That's what they're used to on television and in the movies and at their dinner table, if they have more than one kid in the family. You have a responsibility to them, Steve.
No, no, no. If this scientist labeled this bottle "do not open under any circumstances," then he knew what he was talking about. It may be smallpox in there, or worse. You think smallpox was bad? Wait until you come down with bigpox.
You're being ridiculous. This is a comedy show. Nothing really horrible happens on a comedy show. This is all imagination. Let's open it up and see what goofy thing the slime virus really is.
How can you want to take that chance? What if this show is not just imagination? What if you really exist and are not just a voice I've created? What if there really is a vial of slime virus in front of us and me not just sitting in a sound room pretending all these things are happening for the amusement of our listeners? Huh? Have you thought about that? Huh? Is that a chance you really want to take?
Give me that bottle!
Get away from it! I'll never let you open it! Stop, I say!
Steve! Steve!
Hey, watch it! Oh, no! The bottle! Catch it! Ow! Now look what you've done. You've released the slime virus upon the world. Who knows what'll happen now? What do you have to say for yourself? Whoops. Look, Harry. The floor where it spilled. It's turning into some sort of banana lime slime. Hand me that stick.
Here.
Look what's happened to the floor. The slime virus has turned it into a slime floor. And it's spreading. The virus is spreading.
Steve, it's gotten on the door of the cabinet. The cabinet is now banana lime slime. Poke it with a stick.
All right. I will. Oh, stay on the chair. Or we'll contract banana lime slime.
Right, Steve.
Yes, hello. I have a package for Steve Charney.
Don't come in here.
Why not? What the? What's this on my shoes? Holy cow. This isn't banana lime slime, is it?
That's exactly what it is.
But we eradicated that virus years ago. Look what you've done. You've unleashed it upon the world again. You fiends. You cads. Ah, it's climbing up my leg. I'm coming down with banana lime slime flu. Get me out of here!
Harry, you've done it again.
If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney and become a patron. You know, we'll love you forever. Right, Har?
Oh, yes, Steve. We will love you forever.
Buck a month. That'll do it.
Slime virus was supposed to be eradicated, but there was one strain left, and now we've unleashed it onto the world again.
Well, what are the other symptoms that one gets with a banana lime slime besides feeling slimy, Steve?
Ooh, it's horrible, Harry. First you turn mushy, just like your hearing. Then you turn yellow, just like a banana, with dabs of lime green. You feel tired, just like a banana, so you lie there as if you're in a fruit salad, stewing in your own lime juices, rocking back and forth just like a banana on its back. Your head feels like a hairy grapefruit, and your eyes feel like two big raisins.
All this talk is making me hungry.
Your arm feels like asparagus, and your knuckles like Brussels sprouts.
Hold it, hold it! That's not a fruit.
So?
I thought this was a fruit virus.
Oh, you think a virus even knows a fruit from a vegetable? What's the matter with you? Viruses are stupid. And your hand starts feeling like a pork chop.
Oh, come on, that's too much. Meat isn't even in the same basic category of objects. Animal, vegetable, mineral.
Look, this virus is mean. You think it's going to follow the social norms of our society? That's why it's so dangerous. It's out to destroy the very fabric of what we hold dear. Sure, humans say if you're going to feel like a fruit, stay with fruit. If you want to feel like hamburger, fine, just don't mix the two. But that virus, ooh, that virus couldn't care less. That's why we have to do something before it spreads. If we don't, then the whole world will be eating liver-flavored yogurt or ice cream and anchovies. That's how nasty the banana lime slime virus is.
Funny how I just lost my appetite again.
Finally end up as one rotten fruit salad. One of those salads that's been sitting around on the counter for a week or two. You can't even tell the different fruits apart. In this case, even the pork chops and the Brussels sprouts mush together. Hence the term slime. You turn into one big slime fest.
Hey, I'm getting my appetite back.
I don't know what to do, though. What can we do? A virus is very small. It's not like we can fight it the way you fight a, let's say, banana.
When was the last time you fought a banana?
Oh, I fight bananas all the time.
Do you ever lose?
No, bananas are lousy fighters.
I would think so. It wouldn't be much of a contest. I mean, you weigh about 180 pounds.
Yeah, give or take.
And a banana weighs what, 4 or 5 ounces?
About.
What chance would a banana have against you? It doesn't even have any arms or legs to fight with. All it can do is rock back and forth, and even that's debatable.
It's true.
So why do it?
Because sometimes bananas annoy me, and it's fun knowing you can't lose.
Someday, Steve, someday, there's a banana out there who's gonna win, and then you'll be sorry, and that banana will get even with you for all the banana brothers and sisters that you've beaten and then eaten.
Yeah, well, I doubt it.
You do, huh?
Oh. Yes, who is this?
Yes, is this the... Oh, I see it may be too late. It's the banana slime virus. Oh, no, you've unleashed it.
Hey, it's the scientist's wife who we bought this from. Lady, how did you find us? Why are you wearing a protective suit?
So I don't contract the disease. This is a special suit that protects me. How I found you is another matter. My husband was a genius. One of his inventions is a spray. You spray a little bit on someone when you're talking to them, and it's not even noticeable when you're able to track them for weeks with this honing device. I sprayed all my customers at the yard sale with it in case I needed to find them again.
Look what's happened. The slime virus you sold me is getting everywhere.
I realized after you left that you took the slime virus unwittingly in that box of other inventions. I alone have the antidote, and here it is.
Holy cow! It's the legendary orange papaya antidote that we heard so much about as children. It's more powerful than the polio vaccine.
Stand back. I'm going to spray.
Look, the slime virus is shriveling up and dying. You saved us. You saved the world.
Don't thank me. Thank my dear departed husband. And now I must be going. My husband invented a machine before he died to bring people back from the dead. I'm going to give it a shot, and hopefully he'll be back by next week.
By the way, what is your husband's name?
Dr. Fenstermacher.
Steve, we know Dr. Fenstermacher. I didn't know he died.
Alas, he's dead. But not for long. By next week, he'll be good as new.
Well, good luck, lady, and thanks for saving us from the slime virus.
Goodbye.
And I got my guitar here. We're ready to do a song together, right?
Yeah, Steve. This is a song that Steve wrote. It's called The Yak Named Mac. Come on, Steve. Let's play.
Okay.
Now the big black yak named Mac drove down by the back of Tamarack Creek, parked his Cadillac, then jumped in the back of a black kayak that leaked. Now the kayak cracked, cause the yak went whack when Mac jumped in the boat. And the kayak sunk, and the yak went plunk, cause the kayak could not float. Well, they got a jack and brought Mac back with the kayak from the muck. Then the yak went quack, and this is a fact. Mac thought he was a duck. Now, this is why he thought he was a duck. Let me tell you why. When the yak went smack in the black kayak, Mac also cracked his skull. And clickety-clack, he lost his track and thought he was a gull. Now, besides a seagull and a duck, he also thought he was a small Kodak and a big Kodiak and Kojak with a clue. And a Hackensack bootjack as well as a bareback rider, too. And a Pontiac and an Almanac and a cat who's photogenic. And a maniac and the Zodiac. But he was just a schizophrenic. Well, you probably think this tune is whack and the words are all a lie. But it's a fact, cause I'm the yak who wrote this lullaby.
Well, Harry, I guess everything turned out for the best.
Well, it always does, Steve, and you know why.
Why?
Because as I said earlier, this is just all in your imagination. This didn't really happen. It's just you changing your voice and playing sound effects CDs.
All right, all right. But what if, just what if it really did happen? Did you want to take that chance?
Eh, you know you're a nut.
Listen, we have a few minutes left. Now that the banana lime slime virus has been eradicated and the world is safe, what else should we do?
I want you to fight this banana here.
Oh, Harry, I told you that I fight bananas earlier, but that's only when they're annoying me.
Someday you're gonna fight a banana and lose!
I can't lose. I told you, bananas are lousy fighters. They barely fight back. That's why it's fun to fight them. You never lose.
Look, Steve, this one is annoying you. Get that out of my face. He's angry at you for beating up so many of his brothers and sisters.
I don't think bananas have a gender.
This one has an agenda, boy. To fight you.
Stop poking me with that thing.
What are you, a chicken? You're yellow.
It's the banana that's yellow.
Come on, fight like a man!
Tell the banana that.
The banana fights like a banana. Stop hitting me with that banana. You're scared. That's what you're scared.
All right. You want me to fight that banana? I will. I'll make mincemeat out of him.
How can you make meat out of a banana?
I got him. Okay. This is going to be a piece of cake.
How can you make cake out of a banana?
Didn't you hear of a banana cake? All right. I got him in a headlock.
I'm impressed he even found his head.
Wait. It's getting the upper hand.
He's on top of you, Steve. He's pinning you.
Wait. I got him. Take that! Ow! And that! Ouch!
You didn't even see his uppercut coming right in a bread basket.
What's a banana doing in a bread basket? Ow! 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 Ow!
Steve is down. The banana is jumping on him and poking him something awful with that little hard pointy end.
Oh! Oh! I give! I give! Uncle! Uncle!
That banana isn't your uncle.
Stop! Stop! All right! He's won! He's won!
All right, banana, get off him! Come over here. Yeah, good. Okay, Steven, get up now.
Oh, man. I can't believe the banana won.
Well, that'll teach you to go around beating up bananas, Steve. You never know which one is going to be stronger than you. You should never be a bully.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Just think, how many programs in this country, Steve, can say that a banana beat up the host?
All right, don't rub it in. Don't rub it in.
All right, just you know, I thought it was pretty unusual. A banana beat you up.
Will you cut it out? Just get the theme song, all right?
Hey, it's better than coming down with banana lime slime virus. Wouldn't you rather get beaten up by a banana?
Will you just put on the theme? It's embarrassing enough to get beaten up by a banana, but to have you rub it in is worse.
You're right, Steve. I apologize.
Well, you know what I'm going to say now, so you can just turn off the podcast or go to the next one. Fine with me. Go to the one previously. What am I going to say? Well, for those of you who don't know what I'm going to say, I'll say it. Conversations with My Dummy is produced and written by me. Today's show was written with Kelly Kenyon. Please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play. Go to Podomatic.com and leave a comment. That would be nice, too. Visit my YouTube channel and go to my website, SteveCharney.com. Okay, and on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. We always like to hear from our audience what you think of the show. If you have any suggestions, want to tell me a joke, I'll be happy to hear it. And spread the word around, man, right?
Oh, yeah, Steve, you got to spread the word around.
And what's the joke for today?
All right, I got it. Puberty. You get a toy for 13 years, and then suddenly, they give you the batteries.